The third element of a healthy culture of high retention and high performance is having the ability to give and to get healthy feedback. Once there is a trusting culture in place, then there is ability to give honest feedback that will better the business and the people in it. Healthy feedback is all about bringing out the best in one another. It's all about the dedication to our values, the goals, and the shared vision of the organization, the store. It's all about being best done through facts and without judgment. Whenever you're giving feedback to an employee, if you can keep your personal judgment out of it and go straight to the facts, that feedback is so much better heard. It is most effective in a posture of listening and putting yourself into a connection mode where you're going to serve their needs and understand their point of view. It is a great opportunity to create additional appreciation, respect, trust, and connection. When feedback is given in a healthy manner and in the right context, it is the best way to show a person, that you care about their development and untapped potential. You can see where I'm going with these elements of culture. All the things that we talked about beforehand, the reasons for turnover, involuntary and voluntary, if you are able to bring these elements that we're talking about, you're really going to curb the turnover that you see. Not knowing the specific of your team demographic, again, I alluded to this, 15 to 30-ish, Generation Y, big reason for turnover is that people don't feel like they are growing in their careers or have advancement potential. Giving healthy feedback communicates to these individuals that you care about them improving, that you're offering additional opportunity for them to grow, add skill set, and advance in their career. If you can create a culture where healthy feedback is given and received, you will better retain your workers and enact a culture of continual development.